Yes, it is.
Hi, it's Lisa Garris calling from First Canadian Title.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Good, and yourself?
Not too bad. I'm from BC, so I'm just wondering how the mortgage registration goes on when, in this example, it was Royal Bank that took out a mortgage.
Okay, I'm sorry, you're calling from BC, are you?
Yes, I am. And so I'm not familiar with how First Canadian works. First Canadian
and
Title.
You just have a question on title insurance, is that what it is?
Yes, I'm just wondering what First Canadian Title does. Like, the mortgage was taken out through Royal Bank, so what function does First Canadian take?
Okay, I'm just wondering how you got in touch with my phone number.
Oh, I got it through Michelle Hansen. And she referred me to Susan Watney, who's away on holidays.
Oh,
and then you were the next in line.
Okay, good. Sorry.
Okay.
Just have me confused with BC and
yeah, right.
And all
sorry,
that.
I shouldn't have thrown that in there, except I'm not familiar with what your organization does.
Right, right. Now, you took out a refinance with the Royal Bank. Is that what it is?
Exactly. And it wasn't for myself. I'm just looking at a particular title here, and there's a mortgage from the Royal Bank, and it was dated December 14, 2005. But I notice here that it wasn't registered until February 13th, 2006. So I was under the impression that all mortgages had to be registered within 5 days.
Now, if it went through First Canadian Title as a refinance, we give guarantee to the Royal Bank that it's called gap coverage, that if it's not registered within those 5 days, if there's problems at land titles, etc., delays and all that, that they have coverage. So there could have been something that went on with the registration, maybe land titles was tied up, that Royal Bank would have still had their first charge as of the date that you signed the mortgage.
Okay. Now, with your experience, how long does it normally take for a mortgage to be registered? In your opinion?
It depends on each province and
okay.
The time of year and what's going on. I mean, every province is very different.
Okay.
So I know Manitoba is very long. Which province was your mortgage registered in?
Manitoba.
Yes, and I know that for sure from dealing with Susan Wozni in Winnipeg that, yes, Manitoba is probably the longest in Canada. So that's why banks use our services for that benefit as well, because the day you signed the documents was the day that you were able to get your funds, correct?
I would think so, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
And that's why we're around to assist the banks and assist clients and all that.
Okay. I think this is an unusual case because I've heard of people at land titles withholding documentation, registering deliberately. And this seems to be one of those situations where they may have had influence in not registering immediately for their own, you know, for their own purposes.
I'm not aware of that. And I wouldn't know why someone would do that.
Well, I have the answer to both of those. But
okay.
But my question to you is, normally it takes a couple of weeks, you think? Like, what's
just roughly? I will not comment on Manitoba because I don't have my specific experience. I cover the province of Saskatchewan.
Okay.
But be rest assured that, I mean, number one, really, it's either way, the day you sign the mortgage and the day it's registered.
Okay, I realize.
Sign is the date of your obligation to the Royal Bank,
yeah.
Be it not registered at land titles for whatever reason, because you have signed with First Canadian Title documentation, and we have a coverage or an endorsement that covers.
Okay.
That.
And I understand. I understand that the person who took out the mortgage is covered and the Royal Bank is covered. But my question is, in your experience, how long is the turnaround time with land titles? And you're not sure what that answer is?
I cannot comment for Manitoba.
No.
Like I said, every province in Canada is very different and unique. Their land titles systems and offices.
Okay.
And like I said, I know specifically Manitoba is probably the longest in Canada, that it's an absurd amount of time that it does take.
Okay. Here's another question, maybe. I'm just trying to follow the paper trail through. Would you be able to identify the date that this was sent to Land Titles? Is that recorded anywhere? Well, like, we know the date it was signed.
I'm just wondering what the issue is, because it's registered, what the issue is behind that.
You mean why I'm questioning this?
Yeah.
Okay, because there's an employee at Land Titles that has been in the past known to withhold registering documentation.
Hmm.
Okay, so my question is, do we know when this was sent to Land Titles?
The processing office that processed it would know that.
Okay, so how could I? I need to dig. This is quite important because it involves another case, and this is just a repeat pattern of what's going on here. So, how would I get in touch with the processing officer? Could you do that for me, or maybe I should just call them?
Are you working with a lawyer's office? Is that
no,
it?
No, I'm not working for a lawyer's office. This is a situation that has occurred in the past with another individual. So we're just trying to verify that whether this was the case in this situation.
Okay, I don't know how you do.
Well, all I need to know is
I'm saying, is this mortgage registered in your name?
No.
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 So then, and are you party to this mortgage?
No.
So I'm sorry, because of confidentiality, that information cannot be supplied to you.
Okay. But if we have a court document saying give us that information, First Canadian Title will have to come up with that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you can understand for confidentiality that cannot be supplied. We are bound by those regulations.
Okay, because we're just trying to flush out some corrupt individuals that are working for Land Titles, because this has happened.
And I can understand that. And then you would have to go through the legal process to get that information, especially on a specific mortgage that isn't party to yourself.
Right, but it's family members, and it involves family. And this has happened in two situations so far that we're aware of. And another set of documents was drafted for releases, which the lawyer is dealing with. But we believe that this is one of three. You know, you know what I'm saying?
That's unfortunate. Yes, I do.
So
I guess, again, that's the reason why banks use First Canadian Title, so that they, if there is such kind of
activity
going on, that they have coverage.
Yeah, but point being is, if we've got a corrupt individual, get out the corruption, and, there's less need for the insurance, right? Because, I mean, if this has happened once, it can happen over and over, right? And I realize that you guys cover the mortgage and the Royal Bank, and you cover the party that took out the mortgage, but that doesn't eliminate what's going on at Land Titles.
Would that not be more of an internal investigation that the Land Titles should be conducting as well?
Okay. And so their step would be to get hold of what their processing department, and can I give them a number for that? Because I can relay this information over to Land Title, the person that's doing that.
Land Titles would know the processing office.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. We're one of their largest customers.
Okay.
So they would specifically have that number.
Oh, okay. So they could do their own internal investigation.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm just trying to save them time and do some of the groundwork, because, like I say, there's a pattern here, and this is the third one. So, and this one was pretty well pivotal in what's been going on, and that opened up other facts. How's that? And especially if we already know that the Land Title individual was bragging that, she withheld deliberately registering documents to suit herself for obvious reasons, to assist.
Well.
Yeah, she's admitted that. So I'm just trying to prove a point here.
No, I understand your point.
You got it.
Do so much. Yes.
Okay. All right. So that would be their next step, is to find out when it did reach Land Titles, and how long it took, and why.
And who is the person that handled it? I mean, and then you're getting into Land Titles.
Yeah, exactly.
Their personnel.
Right, exactly. And I wouldn't question it as much as the date it was registered was very, it coincided with something else that was going on. So it's not a coincidence twice in a row, right? So,
yeah,
and especially...
Well, if you have that knowledge, yes, best to pursue it.
Exactly. So this is why I wanted to ask you how it worked. And you've answered my question, which is awesome. And now I can ask them to further investigate, right? Okay, I appreciate that, Lisa. Thank you so much. Okay, you've cleared up a lot of things, okay?
Okay, very good. Have a great day.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye. Happy New Year.